I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. Then, there's the natural hormonal changes our body goes through, perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is, we don't have to suffer through it anymore. The good news is we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com using code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today.
To whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey.
When we hear about the word dating, we think about another person. We think about going out to dinner, texting, calling, and we worry about if whether we're going to be treated right. We're trying to figure out if that next person we date is our person. However, what we often don't think about is dating ourselves first, understanding what we actually like so that we then are able to filter out whoever decides to walk into our lives. You set the bar of how others treat you. The way you care about yourself teaches people what you expect and deserve in relationships. If you treat yourself with love, patience, and kindness, that becomes the standard. But if you're always neglecting your needs, waiting for someone else to make you feel special, or settling for the bare minimum, that will be the energy that you attract. Your first dating yourself mission is to set the bar. Stop waiting for someone else to plan the perfect day or buy you flowers. Do it for yourself. When you show up for you, you're not just raising your standards. You're proving to yourself that you are worth it. When you start treating yourself right, you'll stop being impressed by the bare minimum. When you date yourself, you set a new standard for what good treatment looks like. Take yourself out for a nice dinner. Buy yourself the little things you've been waiting for. Write yourself a love letter. You'll notice something magical starts to happen. Suddenly, that 1 a.m. text asking if you're up starts feeling exciting. You've already shown yourself that you deserve so much more than that. That disrespect doesn't impress you anymore. When you treat yourself with importance, bare minimum effort from others won't even catch your attention anymore, which also means you're no longer dependent on anyone else to feel good, loved, or worthy. You're already doing it yourself. Sometimes we chase relationships because we're trying to fill a void. Maybe it's loneliness, boredom, or maybe it's insecurity. But the truth is that no one else can fill those holes for you. That is your job. When you date yourself, you will start to notice where those empty spaces are. And instead of looking for someone to patch them up, you can start filling them yourself with self-care, hobbies, passions, and purpose. Start asking yourself, what do I need and I've been waiting for someone else to give me? Is it validation? Comfort, attention, and then find ways to give it to yourself. Once you start feeling those holes, relationships stop being about need and start being about want. And that are the healthiest relationships to have. Besties, you don't need a plus one to have fun. One of the most freeing things I've learned is that being alone doesn't mean being lonely. It means you have the freedom to do exactly what you want, when you want, without compromise. Take yourself to a movie, go on a hike, sit at a coffee shop and read a book. When you realize how much fun you can have alone, being by yourself stops feeling like a punishment and starts feeling like a gift. Sometimes we think that we want a relationship, but what we actually want is just something to do. If you're constantly craving a partner to fill your time, it might be a sign that you're not giving yourself enough to do. Start exploring your interests. Take up that hobby you've been curious about. Join a class, volunteer, travel. Do things that excite you. When your life is full of things that bring you joy and fulfillment, you realize that you don't need a relationship to feel whole. And if and when you do meet someone, they'll be adding to a life that's already amazing, not feeling an empty one. Pick a day this week and take yourself out. Dress up if you want to. Pick up a place you've been dying to try. Make it an experience. Go to that restaurant, museum, concert. Make yourself feel special because you are special. When you date yourself, you're showing to yourself that you are worth the effort. You're no longer waiting for someone else to sweep you up your feet because you're doing it for yourself already. It is one of the most empowering feelings in the world. Dating yourself isn't just a cute concept. It is a transformative practice. And it is about learning to enjoy your own company, taking care of your needs, and show to yourself the love you've been waiting for. You are the love of your life. Treat yourself that way. Set the bar high, fill your own cup, and create a life so full of joyful that any relationship you enter is simply the cherry on top, not the whole cake. When you date yourself, you don't just learn about who you are, but you fall in love with who you are. You become your own best company, your biggest cheerleader, and your own source of happiness. It changes everything. Just like in any relationship, you've got to make time for yourself. Block out time in your schedule, just for you. Whether it's an hour in the morning, an afternoon, or a whole day, it is your chance to focus on you and only you. Ask yourself, what do I feel like doing today? What would make me happy right now? Maybe it's cooking a meal, dancing around, or simply watching your favorite show. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's something that feels good to you. The point is to treat this time as sacred. No distractions, no apologies, just you. Think about this. When you're dating someone, you celebrate their wins, big or small. So why not do that for yourself? Got through a tough work week? Celebrate with a relaxing night at home. Hit a personal goal? Treat yourself to something you've been eyeing. Even small wins, like finally organizing that drawer, deserve recognition. Celebrating yourself reminds you that your efforts, your growth, and your accomplishments matter. And the more you celebrate, the more you will start to see how amazing you are. Dating yourself also means being there for yourself when things don't go as planned. It is about learning how to self-soothe when you're upset, disappointed, or heartbroken. Instead of reaching for someone else to make you feel better, ask yourself, what do I need right now to feel comforted? Maybe it's journaling to process your emotions, taking a long walk to clear your head, or simply sitting with your feelings and allowing them to pass. Dating yourself is investing in your growth. In a healthy relationship, you want to grow together. The same applies to you, except it's all about your personal growth. Start by asking what areas of my life could use some love and attention right now, and then take steps to invest in those areas. Sign up for a class, read books that inspire you, or set new goals and work towards them. Growing as a person not only enriches your life, but also strengthens your relationship with yourself. You're showing to yourself that you are worth the effort, the time, and the energy. Dating yourself means protecting your peace. It is about setting boundaries and sticking to them. Boundaries are a form of self-respect. They help you create space for the things and people that truly matter. When you enforce your boundaries, you're telling yourself, I am worth protecting and my peace is priceless. Society has conditioned us to think that being alone is something to avoid. But when you start dating yourself, you realize that being alone is beautiful. Alone time is when you recharge, reflect, and reconnect with yourself. It is when you can fully be present without having to meet anyone else's needs or expectations. It is when you rediscover what truly makes you happy. So instead of thinking of alone time as something to feel or escape, think of it as a date with the most important person in your life, yourself. When you start dating yourself, you don't just transform your relationship with yourself, but you transform all of your relationships. When you know how to make yourself happy, you stop looking for others to do it for you. That means you're not entering relationships from a place of neediness or lack, but from a place of abundance and true love. You set higher standards, communicate your needs clearly, and attract people who respect and value you because you respect and value yourself. It is a ripple effect that starts with you and flows into every corner of your life. So besties, here's your homework. Pick a day this week and take yourself out on a date. Go somewhere you love or try something new. Make it special because you are special. Remember, dating yourself isn't a one-time thing. It is a lifelong relationship. And it is about consistently showing up for yourself, loving yourself, and prioritizing your happiness. You are the love of your life. Treat yourself like it. And as you do, you'll find that the glow, the confidence, and the joy you're seeking have been inside you all along. With love, Mafi. Besties, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with anyone that might need to listen. Don't forget that we have a membership, where as soon as you sign up, you will receive an I Missed Me hoodie. Plus, you have access to an exclusive episode every single month, printable activities, meditations, monthly challenges, PDF guides, and behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, I Missed Me Podcast, on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel, I Missed Me Podcast. I will see you guys on our next episode.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.